Blog Talk Radio.
I'm a train wreck in the morning. I'm a bitch in the afternoon. Every now and then without warning, I can be really mean toward you.
I bet they know as soon as we walk in. I'm wearing Cuban links, yeah. The sign of me, yeah. Englewood signing shoes. Whoop, whoop. Don't look too
they all be jocking.
Keep up.
Players only.
Come on, put your pinky finger to the moon. Girls, what y'all trying to do?
24 karat magic.
Does make a difference. Now, getting to
what they feel about you is going to be a whole nother conversation that we're going to have in a few moments. So right now we're talking about you learning your place in a relationship with your in-laws. And I just gave you some advice about the wife coach, what her advice was, look at them as in love. So I'm going to take one of these email questions really quickly before the ladies and I get down to the nitty-gritty. Melissa in Chicago, Illinois, the Windy City. Melissa, hi, Teresa, and the rest of the co-hosts. I have tried using the term sister-in-love and brother-in-love in my marriage. I have now been married 8 years. It does not work. My brother-in-love looks at me as a sister. He doesn't use the terminology in-law at all. My sister-in-law, there is three of them, they actually look at me as a sister-in-law. As a matter of fact, I think they don't like me using the terminology sister-in-love. Oh, Lord, goodness gracious, God. Now, that's a big one. So what we're going to do is, I mean, that's a really, really big one as far as how the family views you. So that's why I said we're going to get into that in a few moments about how the family views you. Melissa, what my advice to you would actually be is don't change who you are based on how they view you in that relationship. I know it's difficult and I know it's hard, but guys, again, I have to reiterate, when there's tension between the in-laws, and your spouse, it causes a lot of trouble and it causes a lot of drama unnecessarily, but sometimes you can't fix it. You know, there are families that have a hard time letting other folks in. There are family members that, you know, I hate to say it, they're just not going to like you. So, I mean, it doesn't matter how many cakes you bake and how many pies you bake, they're not going to like you. And so you may have to accept that as your reality, that they may just not like you. Now, Melissa, what I would do in your case is continuously, you know, if it's working for your husband, calling them sister-in-love. If they're not responsive to it, you might want to drop the sister-in-love. You can't force a relationship on anyone. I mean, we have to be 100 today when we're talking. You know, there's no faking here. You can't force a relationship on anyone. So I think that Lakia's advice is definitely some great advice, as she said, if they look at you in that view. And just to make sure that I understand what she said by simply changing the way you view your relationship, if the family looks at you in that view. Now, there are a lot of men, ladies, I'm about to get down dirty now, they mamas just, for some reason, they just want them all to themselves. Okay, guys, I know Elizabeth Colin in the studio with me as well, and so she actually just chimed in. Hey, Elizabeth. How are you today, Elizabeth?
I'm ready.
Hey, look, we ain't about to bring up no marriages and stuff. Hey, okay. We just keeping it real. And, hey, if you don't want to hear real talk, you might want to get up off this show right now. So, anyways, so Elizabeth, I was talking to Melissa. Melissa said that Lakia had some good advice. The wife coach, she said that if you look at your in-laws as in love opposed to in-laws, then she said that it can change. And so she doesn't use the terminology in-law. She uses the terminology in-love. So Melissa called in from Chicago, Illinois. Well, she emailed in, and she said that she has tried that with her three sister-in-laws, and it does not work.
Okay, so
we're trying to have Elizabeth out on how she can move forward, because that ain't working for her. So, Melissa, no, all jokes to the side. Unfortunately, like I said, you just can't force relationships. I don't know a lot about the relationship, unfortunately. I just know what you emailed me. And I know that you, as long as there's a respect level there, because that's important.
Yes.
As long as there's a respect level there, they may never be your friend. Hell, I got family members that ain't my friend.
You're not coming to Thanksgiving.
Okay, because you're not invited. And hey, I'm checking your food when you walk in the door with it. But no, honestly, Melissa, so you keep doing what you're doing because it sounds like you are really trying to make sure, you know, that you please your husband, which is really important too. But hey, I'm about to get on the husband's in about 10 minutes, so I haven't even gotten to them yet. But sometimes you guys don't know when to, you know, come and intervene because men are more about keeping peace. So because they're so about keeping peace, you know, you go at them telling them something that their sister did or their mama did or, you know, their cousin did or whatever, sometimes they don't say anything. You don't get the response that you want.
Right.
You really don't.
Right.
And it's not that they don't care. It's kind of like they're in a messed up position.
Yeah, who's not going to say? Yeah, you know, they mama who gave them life, they love their mama or the woman they sleep with. So it's a hard choice. So sometimes silence is golden.
Yeah, but Elizabeth, you know that saying, happy wife, happy life. Now, I mean, I get it. You know, your mama did give you birth. But it is, and a man should leave and cleave to his wife. We read that scripture at my wedding. So, you know, with that being said, I get what Elizabeth is saying. She has a good point. Whose side do you take? But you shouldn't have to take a side. I don't think he should have to be in that situation. But let me get down to some other topics that we're going to talk about with this managing in-law/in-laws in your marriage. You know, we have relationships with mothers that they still love them ex-girlfriends.
Oh, yeah.
And they still love them ex-wives.
They fucking love them. They get just nagging me about so they can be just like, okay.
And they still love them baby mamas. Some of them don't ever go away.
Uh-uh.
And you're still trying to find your place. So I think a lot of times they have a lot. Now, I do think, and you tell me what you think, Elizabeth.
Right.
It has a lot to do with how long you've been married.
Right.
You know, you have marriages that are brand new, so they're still trying to find their position. You have marriages that are very seasoned, and you still got the respect.
Yeah, that's true. It's hard when that happens. And I got to say, my in-laws are amazing. I have such great in-laws. However, I would like to say that they have this whole thing, like you said, with the baby. I'm new. I'm the new chick on the block. So they have a very different relationship with me than the baby mama. You know what I'm saying? So it's a real different time, a real different look, a real different feel for a new wife.
And, again, you're still trying to find your position.
Good.
And I think that's the most difficult piece in a marriage. I had some questions, which I think is really funny. I had four questions. I highlighted them because they were pertaining to me.
Uh-oh.
Okay, let's attack the whole day. No.
Okay, let's go.
Well, I didn't feel there was an attack, but I did have some questions. I highlighted them because I thought they were important. I guess I'm the host of the show. Folks want to know, do I have in-laws was one of the questions. Do you have in-laws?
Mm-hmm.
And what is your relationship with your in-laws? All right, guys, y'all know I got to go back home.
Oh, this is
my husband.
I'm sipping.
Well, let me say this, okay? If I be candid, that's what we do on Motivate My Life Radio. Let me say this. I have a relationship with my sister-in-laws. I had a relationship with my sister-in-laws before I got married. And so I was kind of around for about 5 years before my husband and I got married. So I had a relationship with my sister-in-laws. We had a somewhat built a friendship. You know, we were hanging out and partying and, you know, all types of stuff. And I think that when my husband decided, you know, my husband decided to get married, this is his first marriage, and, you know, and it's mine as well. So I think they have been the women in his lives, you know, all his life. I mean, that's who's been there for him, his mom and his two sisters. That's who, if he needed something, that's who showed up. You know, so they have been the women in their life, in his life. So I think we all had a point, pivotal point, where everybody was trying to find their position.
Yes.
You know, do you know what I mean?
Yes.
So they try to find theirs by how our how they give him solemnly over here to his wife,
right.
I don't think any harm was ever intended. I just think it was more of a protective type of situation.
Right.
I'm just coming in. I was good as a girlfriend.
Yeah. Girlfriend, like, okay, but a wife is a whole different thing. So, what happened when you became a wife? That's very interesting.
No, I think when I became a wife, truthfully, Elizabeth, I think that they were still trying to figure out where the boundaries are. And so, you know, we went through a period of time where we all were trying to figure out, all right, what position am I supposed to be in right now? You know,
right.
My position is the position of minding your business. But,
right.
We had a few roadblocks and obstacles, nothing really major. We're women, you know, and there's a lot of women involved sometimes.
And y'all live near.
Yeah, one of my sister-in-laws actually lives in Raleigh, and then I actually have a sister-in-law, and she lives here in Charlotte. So, but for the most part, now that we all have, you know, found our places, and have we bumped heads? Yes. I mean, I've bumped heads with my sister.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Family.
It's family. That's what you do with family. So I don't think we bumped heads more so about them being my sister-in-laws. It was more about their family.
Right.
You know what I mean? Immediately when I got married, to me, they were family. Before I got married, to me, they were family. So they were family. So I kind of stepped back and gave them some room, and, you know, I felt like, hey, you know, when, you know, they come around, I made sure that the one thing I want to talk about is really important. You know, guys, I would go to my husband, and I'm like, you know, I don't appreciate such and such, and why did, you know, and I'm putting all this on him, and he's not responding to me the way I want him to, because, again, these relationships are seasoned. These are women that he know are there to stay.
But you might not be.
Yeah. The goal is, I married you to be with you for the rest of my life, but I'm not going to mess up my for sure relationship for somebody that possibility. So my husband had to learn what my place was as well, because I'm now your family too, and I'm your immediate family. Technically, I don't pull the wife card, but nobody's in the category with me.
I pull the wife card all the time.
Well, for the most part, I don't have to pull my wife card.
Right.
So, you know, I try not to pull the wife card, because I feel like if everybody's respecting everybody, you shouldn't have to pull the wife card, right?
Right.
So, you know, in that aspect, you know, I gave it some time, and everybody kind of found their places, and, you know, I just realize that, you know, it's okay, we're not going to be friends. I think I was trying to force relationships that might not be there. And I realized, okay, we're not going to be friends. We're going to be sister in love, okay? And I'm okay. And I'm okay with that. And so for me, that's what worked for me. I took another approach for it because, guys, again, as I told the individual that emailed us in, you can't force relationships on anyone. I don't care who it is. It can be your mother. You can't. Relationships are two-way street, and not just with a spouse, with any relationship, family, kids, I don't care what it is, co-workers or whatever. So that's what worked for me, for Melody, who asked the question, who is in Durham, North Carolina. That's basically what worked for me. So, yes, I do have two sister-in-laws, and the thing is we're around the same age. All of us are around the same age. So we've had more great moments, you know, than we've had anything else. So,
right.
Like I said, right now we're family.
Right.
You know, I went down there Thanksgiving and we hung out. We had a great time. And again, like I said, we are in a different place now. Now, my mother-in-law, for you,
it just makes a whole different vibe when you go and talk to the mom. Like, I'm the one who kind of keeps my distance. That's the daughter-in-law. I don't know if that's just me. I don't know. But I am very polite. I go and do myself, but I'm not trying to be friends.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't want to hang out or do. I just.
So what's your relationship with? Because I know, and I get it.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
Why I'm telling you, I just have a neutral ground. So I get
right.
it. And that's why, like I said, my mother-in-law, like, how we talk. the end of the day, what helped me out a lot. I'm grateful.
Good, yeah.
My mom and I have a great relationship.
Right.
Truly do. And so that helps out a lot. I already had two girls.
Right.
So it wasn't like, oh, I'm getting a new daughter. You have daughters.
It's like, I'm the
second
daughter.
Yeah. So, you know, I just, you know, hey, I'm the daughter-in-law. I'm the sister-in-law, guys. I accepted it. I moved forward. I don't talk about them anymore. And I still love them.
Right.
Because of their faith.
Right.
Did you, can you agree?
I agree.
And so we're going to answer a couple of these email questions. Oh, great. This is a good one here. Lord.
Okay, come on with it.
All right. Baby mama drama.
Oh,
that's what
the subject
says. All right. And her name is Elizabeth.
Okay,
here's
my question. Go ahead.
She said her husband, who she's been married to for 2 years, has four children and three baby mothers. The baby mothers don't like her.
Mm.
The mother-in-law had a really strong relationship with all of the babies.
To
holiday dinners with the kids. So normally on holidays, I have to look at least two out of three baby mothers.
Okay.
And I feel uncomfortable. They're walking around, opening up the refrigerator. They're basically making themselves at home. How do I fit in during the holiday when I have to look at two baby mothers and already have to deal with four children with my husband that are biologically not mine?
Wow. Mm.
Wow.
Mm. That's a tough one because I don't need a mom. Now, maybe it's me.
Hell, I'm just saying, huh?
No, you know what, though? I really get that because I can speak from my experience. I have a new marriage, but with my ex-husband, we did all of our holidays together when I lived in California. And I was married to my husband at the time, and my ex-husband came to every single holiday. He was there for Christmas to open up the gifts. He was sitting at the table. I think it's important. It's so important for the children.
Okay.
And I know I'm going to be, I've been called weird by my husband now, thinking that's odd. It's a holiday. I can actually have a long time with my husband anytime. I can do our own little Thanksgiving by ourselves. But for the kids to look around and see their mom, their dad, their grandparents, their other siblings coexisting, it makes them feel, it's okay, you know, yeah, I'm okay. They still love me. They may not love each other enough to stay together, but I'm okay. I'm still part of this family, and the family still loves me. So my advice to Elizabeth, because speaking from another Elizabeth, you have to look at it from their eyes. You know, it's a very short period of time. You don't have to spend a weekend with them. You know, you could do a dinner a day, you know, and just smile, be loving, be kind, and let it be over and move on.
Okay, well, and yeah, Elizabeth does have some valid points because I do agree about, you know, the children part. I agree about that. You know, it is great to see children. To see their parents getting along, everybody. When you have different sets of parents.
Yes.
Because, I mean, I have, you know, bonus children,
mm-hmm.
and I get along with both of their moms.
Right.
And so, because I always think about the kids first.
Correct, yes.
But I'm going to be honest.
Yeah.
I don't want to look at them on the holiday. I don't. Let me tell you something what might be different from the male showing up to the holiday function or family gathering than the female.
Right.
Let's be real. Women sometimes tend to do something.
Yeah, they're catty, but you better be looking
at
Yeah, women are catty, and they are overbearing, and they're checking out everything, looking at everything. But all I say is, be flawless. Get up. And do like the other day, I just woke up like this. Walk around like, So they never ready to say nothing. I mean, they're ready to say something, but nothing, if you know what I mean. So just look at them like that, like, because you know they're going to judge you. You know that's coming.
Yeah, and I guess, and so, I mean, I'm trying to sit here in the comment on the call at one time in on this conversation as far as, and if we do have any, I see callers, but I can't see where they are. If we do have any callers on the call that want to chime in on a conversation, we do so at this point. But I'm going to give my two cents again on that, Elizabeth. And it's okay to agree, disagree.
Absolutely. That's why we got two people here.
So I want to look at them on a holiday. I understand. Now, it just depends on the circumstance of my relationship with them as well.
Correct.
Because in this situation, Elizabeth sounds like, Elizabeth, the individual that's writing into the show, she sounds like to me, she doesn't have a relationship with these baby mamas, and they don't like her. So you're talking about having to go and spend a holiday with somebody that's not even being cordial to you.
Yeah, that's a big difference. That is.
Do you get what I mean?
Oh, yeah, I get that. That's a big difference. If you don't like me, stay out my home.
Basically, or whoever house you in, I just don't.
Right.
That's why I said, I think it has a lot to do with the relationship. That's why I said, for me, my relationship with my bonus daughter, one is older, one is younger. My relationship with their mom, my relationship with them is great. I don't have a problem with either one. And so if they did, if those two showed up at a holiday, I mean, it wouldn't bother me at all.
Right.
Just because of the nature of the relationship. But if you have the baby mothers that are disrespecting you on a regular basis, they don't like you, I don't know if I want to look at them on a holiday and everybody intertwining with them, because to me, then they're still relevant.
Right.
And that can make you feel some kind of way.
Right.
Now, when maturity comes in, that's a different story.
Right.
Because if everybody's mature about it and everybody's respecting everybody, then fine. Hey, come on over.
Right.
Yeah, the more the merrier.
But if she's slapping your tiger, I want a job.
Or she just cursed you out last week. You know, you might not. And then I think where the issue comes in is where when these functions are at the mama's house.
Correct.
Because, see, mama be quick to tell you, don't get to tell me.
This is my house, girl. Okay. I pay the bills up here. This is my house. Yeah.
So your house, you got more control.
Right.
Okay, because you and your significant other have to discuss that.
Right.
But your mama's house, unfortunately, you don't have no control of your spouse's mama's house or your significant other's mama's house. I hate to say it, but it's the truth.
True.
And so it puts him sometimes in a bad place because he's going to catch the hell from it, from you, when there's absolutely nothing he can do about it. So what does he do? Does he not go to his mama's house? What's your thing on that? Do you think he stays home?
No, I was just thinking about that. If he stays home, you know, mama is not going to have that. No, you come. You don't be here. Are you going to live? No, so I think it is all that.
See, we're talking some real stuff here now.
That is true, Elizabeth. Somebody, I'm thinking about it this way. And, you know, if a baby mama is giving grief, but again, the type of person I am, I'm not going to let her run me from my mother in my house. So I think, you know how people had that fight or flight reaction? I'm a fight. So I'm gonna show up, and I'm gonna be very polite. You know, like them old people say, kindness kill them with kindness.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know. It takes a lot.
Yeah. Now wait, now don't get me wrong. I'm gonna start off that way, but say one thing, we're gonna turn up and. No, I'm kidding. I think it is. I think it'd be very difficult, very difficult. But I've been that way with my own family. If somebody mad, somebody that cussed out somebody in the family, and you still had to go, the point is, you got to put your big girl pants on. All of them. And you would think that grandma told them the same thing. You can't come here with no mess in my house, you know?
So what would you do? You're not going to go?
Girl, let me tell you something. Bring me a plate, guys. Because you're going to send your husband up there with all his baby mamas.
I don't know. I don't eat that food anyway. Oh, why not have shot me like a plate back now?
Yeah.
No, okay, I'll just subscribe.
You would go.
I'm going to go for my husband.
Absolutely.
Now, if there's a point where I've been disrespected, okay, on a normal occasion, then I'm going to be honest with you. I don't know if I'll go
then no one wants to go anywhere to be disrespected, and nobody is acknowledging that they're being disrespected.
Right.
So, again, for me, in Elizabeth's situation, I probably just, abnormally, I'm some scandalous. I probably just so. Well, my husband might say no. But like I said, my situation is different because I have relationships with my bone children's moms. I don't have the issue.
Correct. But now, Teresa, I want to ask you this. Now that you're not going to go to be in Elizabeth's case, you're not going to go. Now you're starting with your husband. So you've got other problems. Now what's going to happen then? Because you know he's going to be mad, like you say. He ain't going to like it. But he's going to go to that party mad at you, and all them baby mamas going to be flying to. They're going to have all, girl, they're going to be done up. But they're going to be looking and smiling. She won't even hear. They might be getting a divorce. You know what? Yeah, here's another. Look how he showed up to see us and left her at home.
Man, they're going to work. They're going to see all that
information. You know they're going to read it? You know they're going to read it.
Well, like I said, I think it's a fine line.
It's a fine line.
I'm not going to be honest. I can't sit here and tell
that I would be okay with going if I'm going to be disrespected.
I strongly get it. And it's easier to say something if you're not, you haven't been in the situation.
Right.
And to be honest, I haven't experienced that, but my husband don't have issues.
Right.
Concern, and like I said, the relationship that I have with my bonus children's mother is we have a mutual respect for each other. I even like them.
Right.
So, you know, I'm in a different space.
Right.
But in her situation, she's saying there's three
dang,
baby mothers. He's outnumbered. And the family loves all the baby mothers, and she said he has four children, and none of them are biologically with her.
Right.
And they're inviting the baby mom to give her grief on a regular basis to the family function. I think that's kind of hard.
It's hard. It's very hard. But I say, Elizabeth, you know, you are a strong woman. And we already know that because you married a man with four kids by three different mothers. That wasn't a shock. So you already had to already process all of that. Before you married him, and was strong enough to step up, because a woman like me, I probably couldn't do that. Does that make sense?
It does.
Like, if I met Joe had four kids by three different mamas, and this is a true story. I was a bitch, just got in Joe, and he had three different mamas. And yeah, I don't care. I couldn't do it. I couldn't do it because it was too much drama, too much going on, and I needed peace in the Middle East. You know what I'm saying? So I couldn't do it. So it already shows how strong she is because she did.
Oh.
She shows she's a strong woman and she loves her husband and she's going to stand by her husband. So why stop now?
Well, I don't have a problem.
She said,
I'm not coming.
Yeah, no.
And that's the best. It doesn't matter what you sit here and tell me right now. Teresa's not going, no. But, you know, all jokes to the side, because unfortunately, Elizabeth, it's not a funny situation that you're being disrespected in your marriage to that degree and nothing is being done. Now, unfortunately, called in, so I don't know the whole story, of course, of what has going on in your marriage, but we do hope that it works. Thank you.
And that's what's happening. give me a reason to give you a baby.